Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, an Odyssey sports station.
Anthony drives one high into center field. This thing is back at the wall! Gone! Roman Anthony, a two-run homer! 1-1 to Sadon, driven high and deep, and as well! The National Car Rental sign, Rafaela, launches again.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Some of your highlights of the week as the youth movement is on for your Boston Red Sox, winners of seven straight. And none of their last 10. The big home run a couple nights ago to dead center from Roman Anthony. Sadon Rafaela, who hit home runs in not one, not two, but three straight games, has hits in five straight. And, of course, lest we forget, had the big double last night to knock in two in the seventh inning off Brian Baker, freshly acquired from the Rays, from the Orioles, giving the Red Sox the 4-3 comeback. And, of course, tonight, lest we forget, St. Bregman, the guy that has been the talking point, the lightning rod, the unofficial leader of the season for your Red Sox, makes his triumphant return to the lineup and to third base as well. He will be in the field batting second tonight for the Sox after almost 2 months off with the quad injury. This is WEEI Afternoons with Ted Johnson, Dan Ballgame filling in for Andy Hart. Your old pal Nick Fitzy Stevens here as we broadcast to you from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, which, of course, is brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on the F-Series. Ford, the official truck of the Red Sox. Ted, you said in the 3 o'clock hour when you jumped in the pool today that you believe right now Red Sox buy-in is at its highest point of the season because you saw more cars in the player lot than you'd seen at any point whenever you'd come by the stadium all season long, right?
Correct.
Which must tell you that the vibes are good, that everyone is agreeing. Hey, let's get there early. Let's put in more work. Bregman is back tonight. We've won seven straight. We got three more against the Rays. If we can beat this team a couple more times, we can pass them in the standings. Then we'll be in third place in the East. We can lock up. We can get a nice hold on the wild card before the break. Like, I know you have said, as we have adopted one of our many mantras here on the afternoon show, you are skeptically optimistic.
Correct.
How much closer are we to removing the skepticism from that optimism?
Yeah, you know, they're getting there, and I hope it's okay with you guys if I do this, but I put the timeline of the trade deadline as when I got to have a definitive feeling on where I think the team is.
Yep. 'Cause
I still need to see it against good competition. Now, the Tampa Bay Rays are good competition. They're 5-2 against the Rays. I thought they had one of their better wins of the seven that they've won in a row. I thought last night was their best win because it came from behind. You had Walker Buehler not pitching great, but, you know, we've seen him pitch a lot worse. And then the young guys kind of helping them win that game last night. There's a lot to get excited about from that game last night. But I still need to see more of it. They come back from the All-Star game, and they have some humdingers. They have three division leaders from the National League that they got to play before the trade deadline, where that truly, to me, is going to – I'm going to know what this team is all about. Guys coming back too, Dan, with Bregman and Yoshida, you have a clear picture of what this team's fully capable of.
You know, it was refreshing last night, guys, to see them win a game that earlier this season they just weren't winning. You know, the 19 one-run losses luckily, we haven't seen that total added to in
a while now.
Just a couple weeks, probably, yeah. Where it seemed like they were racking them up with ease at the beginning of the season.
So, down 3-0.
Absolutely.
Game's usually been over.
Yeah, that's, 3-1 entering the bottom of the seventh inning. Buehler, 6 innings and 3 runs. If you tell me that's what the rest of the season's going to be for Walker Buehler, that's a 4-5 ERA. That's a guy, I don't think it's going to happen, but I would certainly love it. Going down 3-1, bottom of the seventh inning, a team gets in their bullpen. That is where the Red Sox maybe scratch across one run and then lose 3-2, have a couple guys on base in the bottom of the ninth. How many times have we seen that kind of frustrating loss? But the fact that they were able to deliver, capitalize on what was probably a mistake in hindsight, taking Taj Bradley out of the game.
Kind of a mistake.
Yeah, and again, in hindsight, and it's nowhere near the Kevin Cash removal of Blake Snell in the World Series after 5 innings. But that is the analytical approach that the Rays have had some success off of. So just to see them battle when they didn't have their ace stuff with a guy who is not their ace on the mound to a win that maybe a team a couple weeks ago wouldn't have had, or a win they wouldn't have had, it was refreshing. It gave me some hope. That's for sure.
Yes, that's a great point about the one-run games, because that has just been dogging. We've been talking about strikeouts. We've been talking about mental mistakes in the field. And we've been talking about not developing whatever it is they need to be able to clear the hurdle of, oh man, we were winning this game and now we're losing by one or by two thanks to our own device and nonsense. And next thing you know, there goes that game. Once again, how many, if they could just split all those one run losses on the season, they'd
10 and 19 in those.
They'd be in first place in the AL East at this point.
Right.
But again, as we all very, very well know, we cannot control our past. We can only live in and control our now and try to make sure that everything is set for the future. And things are looking really good for the future now because of Marcelo Meyer, because of Roman Anthony, who, yes, admittedly, is not in the lineup tonight after Alex Cora told us this week that he's going to be an everyday player.
Lies again.
So, 2 days again, lied right to our gorgeous faces. And set on Rafaela, who was my winner of the week in Boston Sports. Dan chose Roman Anthony. Set on Rafaela is turning into a superstar before our very eyes, and we've got some audio we'd like to share with you. This is Sedan Rafaela speaking to our friend Lou Maloney on the television broadcast postgame about just how he's getting it done.
Sedan, this last 35, 40 games for you, it's just, I mean, everything you're hitting is hard. You're getting hits every single night. For you, what do you think is the difference? What are you feeling right now in the box?
I want to win. I think that's the most important thing right now for me. I want to win. I want to play October here in Fenway. Haven't really experienced that moment yet. And in the box right now, that's what I'm trying to do, help the team win.
That's what he wants to do. I'm trying to win. I want to help this team win. And you know what's helping him find a way, guys, to win? That would, of course, be the magic elixir, the straw that stirs the drink and also makes up the drink, pours it, and serves it to you. Of course, that would be Alex Bregman in a piece today put out on The Athletic. Jen McCaffrey talks about how Sedan Rafaela, who has an almost 1,000 OPS over the last couple weeks, talks about what voice does he hear inside his head, Ted, every time he goes to the plate, every time he's in the cage working on his hitting mechanics. It would be the same voice of the guy that was in the cage with him the last several weeks, been working with him all the time. It's like there's 10 of this guy.
Yeah.
Alex Bregman.
No surprise. You guys know what I think of Alex Bregman.
Yeah.
So when I first came onto the show in late February, and there were rumors that he was going to maybe be signed here. I'm an Astros fan. I came from Houston. That's my hometown. And so go ahead, insert joke now. But, those teams that Bregman, I'll never forget. I think he was brought up in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And his first 30 at-bats, he was 0 for 30. And a lot of people were questioning whether that was the right decision. And then he just turned into a brilliant player. He's so smooth defensively at third base. Such a compact, great swing. He hits from the right side. And so there's obviously you can take advantage of that with the left field in here. So, and I knew his leadership characteristics were off the chart. And we interviewed John McClain, my good buddy that from the Houston Chronicle down there early in the season on some football topics. We squeezed in a baseball and I asked him about Alex Bregman and he couldn't say enough good things about him. So I love that he's made me look good because he's gotten here and he's delivered really in ways that even have surprised me. He's taken ownership of this team for a new guy coming in here to be so smoothly kind of become the face or the leader, I think, of this team.
Yep.
is pretty impressive.
And I tell you what, I remember those early conversations that you guys were having, and I remember obviously giving credence to the talent. You've seen him do it regular season, playoffs. When he's healthy, he's tremendous on both sides of the ball. But when we waded into the leadership and the example for young players and some of those characteristics, I certainly took for granted what you were mentioning about what this kid was capable of. And I think it's interesting that maybe he's even jumping a level above what you thought he was capable of, because every time you see, you pan to the dugout, he's with Roman Anthony. He's with Marcelo Meyer. They're having conversations. You can see him mimicking an at-bat in the dugout, talking to Roman Anthony after he went and hit a home run 420 feet. What more is he going to learn? Well, clearly something, because he goes and talks to Bregman. And even when it's not with the young kids, he's celebrating in the dugout. He's showing them something on the iPad. The Red Sox form a circle around wherever Alex Bregman is in the dugout. And I'm sure some of it, he wants a contract. He wants a long-term extension. So he's trying to be on his best behavior. Yeah. And I'm sure that that's at least a little bit of a part of what's going on. But this can't be an act. It's too genuine and too happening all the time, 24/7, for it to be an act.
It's not an act. And I'll just really say this quickly. I think what I get the sense is he's made his money. He's made his mark on the game. He's got his championship. And he loves baseball. I mean, he loves it. He's a dirt dog. He absolutely loves baseball. And so he comes here with this relaxed kind of attitude, like, I don't have anything to prove. I'm at the end of my career. I want to play in a town that loves baseball and appreciates baseball like they do here.
Yep.
I think he's in a place mentally where he has the bandwidth to want to mentor and help, because he's in such a good place personally. When it comes to money, the situation, where he is at in his career, that he can afford to give energies to those other things that really a young team like the Red Sox have, that they desperately need that kind of leadership.
And he's also observed it too. And mm-hmm. I think we talked about it on the show as well, how he had Josh Reddick and he had these older, Yuli Gurriel, like these older presences when he and Carlos Correa and George Springer, when
Carlos
those guys
Beltran,
came up.
Yeah. Yep.
So he has seen the impact of positive enforcement from veterans. So why not pay it back?
Verlander.
And he probably also sees the talent of Anthony and Meyer and goes, oh, geez, if I just give them a little bit of a nudge in the right direction, Fitzy, then, these kids are going to be off to the races and it's going to benefit me and benefit them.
And what you really need to do is, if you're going to have a young team, you got to have it. You sprinkle in some veterans. Like, I look at some of the basketball teams, how they're constructing the NBA. I mean, Detroit's mostly all young guys, Charlotte mostly. And it's like, okay, but you really need a couple of veterans, two or three veterans that have been there, that are accomplished, that are okay being mentors mixed in with young team. It can't be all young. It has to be.
You need an Al Horford in there somewhere.
Exactly. So, and Bregman fits the bill for
that. He does. He does, and then some. And there's a bunch of different Bregman-related and Bregman-adjacent topics to get to here. WEEI Afternoons, thank you for joining us. 93.7 FM, WEEI, WEI.com. And, of course, the Odyssey app. If you don't have it today, download it, AUDACY. You can get our podcast there. And, of course, now available also on the iHeart app. So, this whole nonsense that sprung up this week, again, about it was the Jim Bowden stuff and some other, inside sources have said, which just feels like complete hooey to me, that if the Red Sox aren't able to sign Alex Bregman soon to a long-term deal, they could explore the options of trading him 2 weeks from now. And here we are, guys, with the Red Sox picking up some incredible momentum, heading towards the All-Star break, 3 games to go against the Rays, could be moving up in the wild card and AL East standings, Ted. And we're talking about the Bregman effect, how he's earning every bit of his $40 million this year before the opt-out if he decides he wants to keep one or two more years. And Scott Boras is going to be difficult to deal with. And how will the Red Sox handle this? And then there were reports the Sox haven't even engaged him yet in long-term extension talks. This is going to happen, right?
Yeah. I believe they haven't engaged in talks.
Yeah.
That'd be dumb. I can't imagine Bregman. I'd be shocked if they're in long-term talks, but maybe they are. That would surprise me. The last thing that the Red Sox are going to do in 2 weeks is trade Alex Bregman. They are not trading Alex Bregman. This is, I know he got hurt. He hasn't been playing that. I mean, he got off to the best start. I mean, he historically is a slow starter out of the gate, yet he got off to the hottest start he's had since 2019. And the impact he's had on the young guys, the fans would go crazy if they – dealt away that really, truly, and I think is probably their most valuable asset in a lot of ways because mm-hmm. of the mentoring that he provides, as well as being just a stalwart at third and, yeah. and a guy you can count on, you know, hitting second or third in your lineup.
I there would be hell to pay. I would honestly be curious to see what the reaction of Red Sox fans would be if for some reason he's sent out of town. Because that first of all makes everything that just went down with Rafael Devers, whether you mm-hmm. agree with the trade or not, that makes it completely in vain, because now you signed a guy for a half a season just to upset your current third baseman, yeah. to trade him, to then trade Bregman, and now you have neither and very little to come for it.
Yep.
And of all the characteristics that we've talked about, he is in a half a season and having not played for the last 2 months. I think his reputation's gotten better the last yes. 2 months, despite yes. not even
by
playing
not doing
a single
anything. Yeah. He's actually like his tides have yep. raised, his value has accrued. It's unbelievable. But what do we think over?
And John Henry doesn't want to waste that cigar. I mean,
no, he didn't want to have. He doesn't want to ask Linda to take yeah. that down. We were talking about do you keep? Do you keep photos up on your Instagram feed? He doesn't want to have Pizzuti scrub the feed. No, he can't have that happen, Ted. But what do we honestly think? Just let's look at the two games he's going to play this weekend. So for those listening right now, the reports are that Alex Bregman will play two of the three games this weekend. Most likely tonight, day off tomorrow,
right?
And then again on Sunday. Tomorrow's a crochet day. And tonight, Hunter Dobbins is on the bump. But what kind of impact do we see Alex Bregman having? Because the offense has been prolific, save for last night, obviously, over the last couple of weeks. What kind of impact, Mr. Mass Mutual Red Sox pregame show host, do we believe Bregman is going to have upon return?
Well, I'm staking my my lock of the game and my very good record in my locks of the game that he is going to have a good game. So if he sucks, then he's going to cost me and the listeners money. So that's one. But I see no reason, because of how quickly he jumped in and kind of hit the ground running at the beginning of the season. And the way that the Red Sox are surging, if he was coming in 2 weeks ago when they were ice cold and we were talking about firing everybody, I'd worry a little bit about the amount of pressure that's going to go on Alex Bregman. But Yoshida's sitting behind him. He was 3-for-4 in his first game. Duran's on a great stretch in front of him. You got Rafaela, one of the best hitters in baseball in the last 6 weeks. So I think if there's any landing spot that you want Bregman to return in, this current state of the Red Sox offense, 100 runs in their last 12 games, is where you'd want
it
to be.
That's interesting. You know what I didn't realize is, I guess, is Yoshida, he's a character, huh? Because I was listening to Will Fleming last night and Will Middlebrooks, and they just kept saying how beloved he is and how much, I guess, everybody gets a kick out of him. So there's this team with a 7-game win streak with Rafi Devers away.
Devers.
They are allowing themselves to have fun, relax, and kind of enjoy the success that they're having. And they got it. I mean, you get Yoshida and you get Bregman back. All of us, like, and you're already starting to play good. All it does is just magnify. And that's why I said earlier, I think there's full buy-in right now. I've never seen the player lot at the Red Sox at Fenway filled as early as it was today when I showed up for work. I hadn't seen it close to being full capacity like it was today when I came to work.
And Rafael Devers?
Devers?
And you ran into our friend Jared Carrabas out in the street earlier today. He, of course, surfaced that audio last night of Sox fans chanting. There's your fans literally chanting, "Keep Duran."
That's interesting.
It's getting a lot harder to make a
trade. Before we grab a couple of
and he was the one guy I was like, I would be okay them parting ways. That was, I said, that almost 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
Getting a lot more difficult.
Brez was laughing on the street while he was on his phone literally making the deal, like, suckers.
I am having a hard time with real human emotions.
I will accept that deal. Thank you very much.
What is this thing you're doing being positive? You know, It's interesting. I just want.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
I'm going to ask you guys real quick before we grab a call. With the way they're playing and with vibes good right now, Ted, like you said, And you can see the energy and the fans are connecting. Bullpen is looking good. Last night we had a great out. Murphy looked great. Right into my guy, Whitlock. And then, of course, Chapman was.
Whitlock's a one-inning guy now, right?
I hope so. Enough with the stretching him out.
I leverage one inning.
That's it?
He's your setup guy, I guess.
Fine. That's the perfect job. Just give me one inning. All I got to do is one inning.
Yeah. That's it. Perfect. If he looked good, then he got Caminero.
Throw your arm off for an inning and go hit the showers.
But with four outfielders who all want time, but knowing that depth can always be an issue and the whole like, oh, where are we going to play Willie McGee? Can having too many good baseball players be a bad thing? If the right offer came along, would you pull the trigger on a Duran deal or would you say, no, I can't mess up the chemistry right now?
It's hard. I think 2 weeks ago I was hell bent. Yeah. It didn't second guess at all. Now I'm questioning it. He's playing in a way, and maybe that's what some of these guys that were being benched in trades are all kind of playing good, but he's one of them. I think his story is kind of fascinating. I think people resonated with that. So I would say at this point right now, I am not trading Darren Duran.
Okay. Well, this is perfect because sometimes sports radio gives you the gift of two people calling in consecutively with the exact opposite opinion of each other. So we will come back and grab those calls in just a moment. Everyone that's on the line right now, please stay tuned. We will come back. We'll get you in the odds and ends segment. Plus, we'll talk about everything else that we have backloaded into what is going to be an action-packed and dynamic final 30 minutes. And, of course, if you missed it in the 3 o'clock hour, we'll have the replay of Stiz's unbelievable diss track aimed at Will Clark. Hit him up, Will Clark. It's awesome. It's a viral sensation. It's already leading Spotify and Apple on downloads, so I am making that up.
It's got more than Deuces Wild.
That's for damn sure. Oh, shots fired. Go get him, Stanley. 617-779-7937. We'll get to you guys in just a moment here. But first, as always, we've got to catch you up on everything trending in sports. Here's Dan Ball.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by High Octane and Manchester Harley. The Red Sox have won 7 games in a row. They beat the Tampa Bay Rays 4-3 at Fenway last night. Chris Murphy with the win in relief. Aroldis Chapman with his 16th save. Game 2 of that series is tonight. First pitch is at 7:10. Hunter Dobbins returns to the big leagues to start tonight. He'll face Drew Rasmussen on the mound. Some moves from earlier today, one Red Sox fans were certainly waiting for. The team reinstated infielder Alex Bregman from the 10-day injured list. They also reinstated Dobbins from the 15-day injured list, the corresponding moves. They optioned infielder David Hamilton and right-handed pitcher Isaiah Campbell back down to Triple-A Worcester. Here's your lineup for tonight. Jarren Duran leads off in left, and it's Alex Bregman. He is at third. Masataka Yoshida is your DH with Carlos Narvaez your catcher. Willy Abreu in right. Trevor Story at short. Marcelo Meyer is at second with Abraham Toro at first and Seidon Rafaela out in center, and he is batting ninth. You can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Mass Mutual pregame show with myself is at 6:10, and Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks will have the call of the game. The Celtics Summer League slate began with a game against the Memphis Grizzlies this afternoon. Currently, the Celtics are beating the Grizzlies 60-53 with 4:41 remaining in the third quarter. You can watch the game on NBA TV. The New England Revolution visit Austin FC tomorrow night. Kickoff is at 8:30, and the field has been set for the 2025 Home Run Derby in Atlanta. The 8 contestants are Ronald Acuna from the Braves, Byron Buxton from the Twins, Junior Caminero from the Rays, Jazz Chisholm from the Yankees, O'Neill Cruz from the Pirates, Cal Raleigh from the Mariners, Brent Rooker from the Athletics, and finally, James Wood of the Washington Nationals. New Harley-Davidson Street Glide under $265 a month at High Octane in Manchester Harley. Ride out for under $265 a month on a new Street Glide at High Octane in Manchester Harley, Harley-Davidson. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons live from Fenway Park coming up right after this.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.